Time. Alrighty, folks, welcome back.
That was quite the half hour of excellent music.
It was. Definitely felt like an hour two session.
It did, yeah. It fit in perfectly for that. Yeah, those last ones especially, like prime hour two material.
Yeah.
So thanks to Silver Solanas for that. There's loads of links that we need to give you, but I think the best place to go would be silviasolanas.com, and then you can follow all the links there. But on the listen again, we'll put all the links in the show notes. Apologies to folks that were listening live. We think one of the tunes had a very quiet intro. It might have been Martimis, Line Your Side. It was so quiet that auto-sustain cut in.
But the listen again.
Yes, that will all
we
be...
We will tweak that.
Yes, and...
Make it work.
Probably put the mix on its own on our Mixcloud page so that you can enjoy that without having to put up with our nonsense either side of it.
That seems fair.
It doesn't it? Like I said, Sylvia and Bipolar Explorer team do a monthly show, and so we'll put links up to that as well. That's on Tack Tent Radio. I think it used to be on Camp Radio, but yeah. So this is me and him now.
We're back.
We are back. So it always was a bit discombobulated when we have the guest mix.
Yeah, and then we're just kind of like, oh, now what do we talk about?
Yes.
So we can talk about how great our weekends were, yeah, respectively.
Had a great weekend. We both went out, special guest appearance. That's obviously a joke. We just went there at the Acid Homebrew Society.
Yeah.
Is it the official Sharrow Festival after party?
I don't know how official that is.
No, I mean, yeah, they put it on their promo materials. I can't really remember anything of the music, apart from it was absolutely banging.
It was just tweaking acid from when we got there at 10.
Yeah. Yes, lots of 303s.
There was a really funny, really funny vocal over another tune. I can't remember what it was.
I feel like there was a Blue Monday moment as well.
It was Blue Monday, but it had a different...
Was it Gloria Estefan?
No, but we were talking about Gloria Estefan, okay. That wasn't it.
Right.
Anyway, that was fun. I definitely recommend that evening at Jabberwocky
if you
enjoy.
Yes, keep your eyes peeled. I think there might be one at Christmas as well. But right, we've run out of instrumental, so we're going to play some music.
Yeah.
Listen to me. How do you legislate, brother? We'll be right back. You gotta find a way, find a way today.
We've got to cut this one. Well, not really cut it short, we've just got to talk over it.
Yeah, I mean, it does just do this for 7 minutes. As good as that is. Yeah. That might be pushing the envelope a little far.
Yeah, but so you're in tune to the Night Train on Sheffield Live. Going headlong into the last 24 minutes, then we can both go home. Sweet relief of rest.
For everyone.
Yes. Right, so we kicked off with one of your picks.
Yes, let me get the track list up. Oh, there we go. Yeah, it was Jennifer Lara with her version of Woman of the Ghetto. What turned out to be her final recording, Jennifer Lara, covering Marlena Shaw's 969, I think, masterpiece.
Correct.
Hey, 1 point to me. That one was cut by Dubstore Records on 2004, so I think it was actually recorded then, from what I can establish.
Oh, right. I just assumed it was like an older one.
Yeah, I think it's over the old rhythm so much, the backing track, because it says it comes back with Jackie Matu and the Sound Dimension version, Sidewalk Doctor. It says it's all mixed by Moritz van Oxwald, who's the guy from half of Rhythm and Sound, Basic Channel. So I assume, yeah, that's when it was. I can't see any record of it turning up before 2004. So. That would make sense.
That would do. No, I was into that, definitely. After that, we had Bobby Rowe and the Englishmen with Why'd You Put Me On from 1965 on Money Records. It looks like it's had a couple of releases. If you find one of those, you're extremely lucky. If you want to try and buy one, you're probably looking at about £300 to £500 on 45. I don't even know what the B-side's like. You'd hope it was a killer twin spin. Yes,
should be all right.
But quite often with these ones, they're not, I guess. But if you want it on a lot cheaper one, you can get it on the Ace Records compilation. This is Low Rider Soul. A really good CD, kind of all of that stuff. Perfect for a nice summer's evening, I guess. Tell you what wasn't perfect for a nice summer evening, the Handbrake afterwards. I'm joking. It was Christoph the Babylon with No Step from his 97 album on Digital Hardcore Recordings. If you're into it, I'm out of it, which is possibly one of my favourite names for an album. Allegedly, Tom York said in an interview it was the most sinister CD he owns. And it got me then. I then was like, oh, I'm going to find where that quote is. And it turns out Christoph the Babylon supported them on some of their Kid A tour dates.
So amazing.
One of them was in, I think, in a bull ring in Spain. So he's just like perched on playing his CDs of sinister ambient music before Radiohead went in. It's impossible, confused Spanish people.
That's amazing.
Right, we've got to play some music now. So we run out of time. we've made it. Just about. Some technical difficulties this week, self-inflicted. Possible sustain jumping in.
They won't be there on the reload.
Yeah, I guess that is the only benefit of on the listen again. Is that a benefit? I feel like you might miss some of the charm and character of the show. That's how we're gonna spin it. So shout out to everyone who's been tuned in live. They're the real heroes. Yeah. Obviously, we do appreciate anyone who takes the time to tune in, whichever way you see fit. There's a lot of good stuff out there.
There is. Slightly better made than this.
Yes, community radio at its finest.
Yeah. The one we talked over, forgot to mention in the last break, was Russ Brown with Gotta Find A Way. That's the instrumental. So, yeah, produced by T. Scott for Jump Street Records, and from 1986, that one, a big Paradise Garage era record, and one of the great low-budget electro-soul records of that period.
That's the best way to say, yeah, describe that. So after that, we had some Dream Pop from Memorials of Distinction release. Alfie Drez with Him for the Corner. Alfie Drez is a composer and writer based in Glasgow, but originally from California. The artist grew up surrounded by sunshine, beaches and mountains.
Moved to Glasgow.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Situated between dream pop, drone, folk and ambient, the debut album came out this week.
Sorry, I was laughing at
You're laughing at Sinbad.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's bad timing, sorry.
Yeah, studio visuals today are Italian Sinbad movie, which is absolutely off the chain. It's bonkers. A guy with a stick on beard, like running around in a loincloth, shooting rockets. We'll put a link to that for anyone who wants to.
Plenty of Fez action.
Yeah, lots of Fez action. So after Him for the Corner.
Oh yeah, it's Blockhead with Sunday Seance, that one. So there's music by Cave Lights, celebrates 20th anniversary release. There's a 4 LP set due out on Ninja Tune end of August, I think. So that's somewhat of a classic of that era, sort of down tempo instrumental hip hop. Who else was doing that? I mean, obviously DJ Shadow was an obvious one, but Diplo around that time also had an album on Ninja Tune. Well, Big Dada. Plenty of other people doing similar material, but yeah, that one back out again.
Excellent. So, and then to finish up that little mini set was Cloud Management with, it's a tricky one, it looks like it's spelt wrong, Tempentry Dance, I think we're going to say. That's from 2003 on Dispari. That was a split 7 with Gavsborg, which is one I picked last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
By mistake. Remember I said, I actually wanted to play the other
side.
That
was the one you wanted to play.
That was the one I wanted to play. Okay. Cloud Management, a loose Hamburg-produced group that likes to dub the time away. It says their blurb.
Well, it's nice to get a resolution.
It is, yeah. So it's been keeping you awake all week. Yeah, I wonder.
My troubled mind. Just can't put my finger on.
Friends and colleagues are like, are you all right?
You're really uneasy.
Yeah, it's like, oh. Just wanted to know which song Steve meant to play. So they're out of Hamburg. They like to dub their time away, and it says, I like this right up, they unfold the epic tune, a sharp wafting trip-hop bracket, intensely psyched with an innovative dub echo consciousness and tribal jungle discipline.
Yes, I mean, that's, I was thinking Om Unit all the way through that.
Yes, very much like Om Unit, like his a bit, if it had been a bit more acidy, it would have gone to on his
the acid dub studies.
Yes.
Yeah, it's that kind of vibe.
So, one more tune to play from us tonight. I'm going to play a bit of it before we go home. It is from 1996, some UK Garage. It's not too intense. It's R.I.P. Productions with I've Been Misled. That's an alias of Double 99. But it's not quite as intense as Double 99 Rip Groove.
Yeah.
You'll be pleased to know. It's sort of classic UK garage sound from 96 from the Rough, Ripe and Ready EP. We'll be back next week, hopefully.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We'll be,
It's even 6-7 days.